USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just hours after Attorney General William Barr releases the final conclusions of the special counsel Robert Mueller's final report on the Russia probe, President Trump tells reporters,
"So it's complete exoneration, no collusion, no obstruction."
But many Democrats say it does not necessarily prove there was an obstruction by President Trump and his team. Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel says of that claim,
"How can you obstruct justice when there was no crime? Because the president did not collude. So the Democrats are going to try and drag this out. We've already seen this. They're not going to accept the results of this report."
She spoke on Fox News. President Trump hosting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for a morning meeting today. Netanyahu cutting his visit short, though, because of a rocket attack near Tel Aviv. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MS Equity excludes loan options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Demonstrations continue in Pittsburgh after a not guilty verdict in the trial of a former cop charged in the death of an unarmed black teen. A jury found Michael Rosefeld not guilty late Friday in the fatal shooting of 17-year-old Antoine Rose, who was shot three times while running away after a traffic stop last June. New England Patriots star tight end Rob Gronkowski has announced he's retiring from football. Inclement weather in one part of Florida has caused a plague that seems like a prophecy out of the Bible. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
There's a toad infestation in a Florida suburb. Thousands of poisonous cane toads showed up late last week in Palm Beach Gardens. This resident can't believe how many there are.
We're always going to have toads and we're always going to have frogs, but this is just outrageous.
The residents are concerned about the toxins secreted by the toads.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
A spooky horror film is tops at the box office this weekend. The movie Us, starring Jordan Peele, grossed $70 million. Captain Marvel is number 2 at $35 million. The animated feature Wonder Park is at $9 million this weekend. Just under that, the romantic comedy 5 Feet Apart is at $8.8 million. And slipping down to number 5, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World at $6.5 million. An iconic American lawyer is returning to a TV courtroom, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
No, Mr. Nichols. You didn't kill Thompson, but you did, Mr. Wells.
Yes! Yes, I killed that Thompson! I killed him!
The legal drama was must-see TV from 1957 through 66. Revived in the 1980s on NBC, the original, which ran on CBS, made actor Raymond Burr an international star. Now the Hollywood Reporter says HBO is going to air a limited Perry Mason series starring Matthew Reese as Perry Mason. Robert Downey Jr. is to be executive producer. Downey was going to star in a 2016 feature film as the attorney, but that project never materialized. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.